for knowledge beyond dreams. Discover That's the Way Love Goes, a collection of short stories by Mark Marcus. Go to thatsthewaylovegoes.net and let the dreams begin.
We're going to have a good time this morning because, you know, we talk about a lot of negativity on this show because the world's going to hell in a handbasket. You know that. The economy's falling apart, with problems with our foreign policy. I mean, no jobs, foreclosure still going on like crazy. All right. So that was the good news. So let me tell you, let me give you a story, share with you a story that's actually fun. And that is a story we got from Barron's.com, Wall Street Journal. And this is quoting a report out of the Institute of Medicine. Here is a given, and I don't think you're surprised because you're probably part of this group. Nearly 60%, we're talking about more than 50 million Americans, suffer from some kind of a sleeping problem, insomnia or any other sleep disorder. And that's a lot of people, 60% or half the people. So lack of proper sleep, the experts know and note, lead to all kinds of risk factors, high blood pressure, diabetes, depression. And so because of that, the market for sleep aids has exploded. I mean, huge. It's like weight loss programs, pills, high-tech pillows, white noise machines, aromatherapy. How's that for happy horse crap? And here's the biggest market for sleeping, premium mattresses. All seen those commercials ad nauseum for the best mattress and how you're going to sleep. And the latest thing, the hottest growing trend is memory foam mattress. Now, you know, I pitch Sleep Number beds, which I think is the best bed out there. Otherwise, I wouldn't have a zillion of them. They've now added a memory foam top because it's such a huge market. According to Barron's, memory foam mattresses arrived back in the late 1990s. They've only been around for 12, 13 years. Now, you know what memory foam is. It's foam, but it's very dense, and it softens and then springs back, and it softens to body heat. It is actually denser and more responsive to heat than standard mattress foam. So what happens is you sink in the thing, and it supports you by effectively outlining your body and supporting you at all points. It's tiny air-filled cells, and they compress when pressure and heat are applied. And it's kind of neat shape. It really is. It's your shape to make you sleep better, and I think it really does, or a lot of people report that. Now, this all came out of NASA. This is like Tang, the orange drink developed for NASA. And it was meant to absorb shock in spacecraft seats. So you know it does a really good job. It also has been used in football helmets and padding for the insides of shoes. And they aren't the most expensive models on the market. Remember when they first came out, they were a fortune because you had one company doing the memory foam, and now it's all over the place. But I will tell you, traditional mattresses can cost so much more depending on the materials, depending on the kind of labor, how much handmade these mattresses are. They can go from anywhere from $2,500 to $15,000 for a bed with handmade coils. As a matter of fact, there is one company. It's 160 years old, Swedish. Makes a bed called the Vividus or Vividus. It's a made to order. It's customized for you. It is hand stitched. It has a very intricate blend of horsehair, which is good for ventilation, cotton, wool, which absorbs perspiration. It has flax in it for strength and elasticity. And this, the bed costs, and this is anybody who buys this bed, this is God's way of telling us that this person has way too much money. $67,000 for a bed. For a bed! Okay? Now, back to memory foam mattresses. You know, the business of mattresses, the sales of mattresses is a $4.6 billion wholesale market for U.S. mattresses. And I am sure you're not surprised that the fastest growing category of those mattresses is the memory foam mattress. Just look at the commercials. How many people, you know, have them? They're now 20% of the $4.6 billion market, up from 14%. This is huge. And the majority of memory foam mattresses made by Tempur-Pedic. They're the first ones in. They've grabbed the market. And if you bought shares in 2003, the stock has almost tripled. So you had to guess. And a lot of people guess right. Most people guess wrong. Their sales have risen to $1.4 billion. They're selling more than all the other mattress manufacturers, probably combined. In recent years, that number has decreased. And, you know, I'm talking about Tempur-Pedic. You know why? Because all the other companies have jumped on the bandwagon. They're also producing memory foam mattress. But here is the problem, and this is where we get to the poll that we're currently doing. And that is good night's sleep. What's more important to you? Good night's sleep, good sex, because it looks like the two are mutually exclusive when it comes to these beds. Owners of the memory foam mattresses, while they love the beds and they get great sleep, they've reported that sex ain't so hot because the squishy material that makes the bed so comfortable is causing a big problem for couples who are trying to have sex in the bed. Yeah, sink down into the bed. And the biggest complaints are the lack of traction and uncomfortably hot when a couple is trying to engage in sex. It just doesn't work very well, which is why, incidentally, God invented bathroom floors, tile floors, where you don't have a problem sinking into the bed, into the floor, and or the heat coming off of the tile. Okay, as soon as we return, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what these owners, memory foam owners, describe on the internet forums, what exactly happens. And don't forget our poll. Where is it? Here it is, where you can go. And we never do polls, but I want to do this. This is on my website, my page of the website. Would you rather have a good night's sleep or a good night of sex? And we have three different ways for you to answer that question. Sleep, sex, or the one that I think is going to be the most popular, what's sex? Okay, Todd is nodding. Yes.
Well, yeah, you know where my vote goes.
Yeah, coming up, we are going. First of all, coming up, I'll tell you what the latest results are before this thing really starts ramping up. And then more on the bed. The memory foam bed and lack of the ability to do the shiparai. Continuing on with the story of the new memory foam mattresses, relatively new to the industry. And is the fastest growing part of the mattress industry. A lot more people are buying them than anything else at this point, or than any other single company. Posturepedic has the market. But here's the problem that these memory foam mattresses have. Not that people don't get a good night's sleep. They're fine with that. Not that they're not comfortable. They're fine with that. It's the sex, or the lack thereof. That's the problem. So here are the internet forum quotes. It's like trying to do it in quicksand. There's a lack of resistance for the knees and feet. Whoever is on the bottom sinks into the bed. Coils give you bounce, which you don't get on the memory foam. You ever stepped on a trampoline? That gets really interesting. It's a lot more difficult to do because you're not getting any help from the bed. Kim Brown, Simi Valley, told Barron's when Barron's did a story on these beds, specifically Tempur-Pedic, when the bed arrived 7 years ago. My boyfriend and I were laughing the first time we had sex on the bed. We couldn't move around as easily. I got stuck in a divot and couldn't get traction on, he couldn't get traction on his knees. I don't even want to go there. We ended up on the floor. Yes, that's where you want to have the sex. We ended up on the floor thinking we were never going to be able to have sex in the bed again. Brett, you know what? That's why I am pushing the Sleep Number bed, because you don't have sex in this one either. Well, at least in my house. Brown says they still have the bed, They just have to get used to the extra challenge. Now, bed owners are being forced to make a choice. That's what this story is all about. Either get a good night's sleep and have bad sex, or get a good night of sex and have not so good sleep, according to these people. And according to Barron's, most people are voting with their eyelids. Matter of fact, we have a poll going on right now on the website, my homepage, or the homepage, my website page, my page. And that is, would you rather have a good night of sleep or a good night of sex? And there's three answers. Number one, sleep. Number two, sex. And number three, what is sex? And have we had a change on this, or is it still the same numbers? All right, right now, 33% say sleep. 49% say sex. 17% ask, what is sex? And I'm sure that number is going to go up fairly dramatically. So go to the website, if you will, and we'll report on this, because this one is just fun. Just fun. So now that this is going on, and the mattress companies, the foam memory mattress companies, realize there may be an issue here as the story goes out. What they're doing is traditional mattress companies are coming out swinging. And they're saying, the ads are saying, you get a great night of sex and a great night of sleep with a traditional mattress. Last year during the Super Bowl, Sealy, the largest maker of traditional mattresses, launched a new ad campaign targeting Tempur-Pedic. Not mentioning names, but clearly targeting Tempur-Pedic. 30-second spot. We also have that spot on the webpage. Features a whole series of couples between the sheets with satisfied looks on their glowing faces. And then in the background, the song lyrics, just a little lovin' early in the morning, is playing. And the spot closes with the slogan, whatever you do in bed, Sealy supports it. Which is kind of clever. And so I'll tell you, when I would be interested in this is you have the satisfied couple, and all of a sudden a third face peers out and everybody is smiling. That is a fun commercial. Tempur-Pedic CEO told Barron's in this article that the company actually tracks the reasons people give up for returning the mattress. They have a 90-day return policy. The people who say the mattress is too hot make up a tiny percentage, even fewer return them because of problems with sex. Matter of fact, the CEO says, in all honesty, I've never seen a return for the sex reason. Yeah, like people are going to say the sex is difficult, right? They're going to put that as a reason for returning the bed. It's conceivable, great line, by the way, that people aren't buying our beds because of that, but if you speak to the legions of people who own these beds, this is not an issue for them. Well, would they actually tell you? And let's connect this to what happened with the memory foam bed with the water bed. Remember those in the 1970s? And they were a huge fad, although they completely disappeared. And the water bed, for same reason, was supposed to relieve pressure on the body so the bed conformed to a person's shape because it was water, effectively. Sales peaked in 1987, 22% of the entire U.S. mattress market. Can you imagine? Quarter of all the beds sold during 1987 were water beds. Today, they're a retro novelty. That's all they are. Let's do the poll. We'll report later on. I want to report for the end of the show what it is. And then tomorrow, I will report, probably do it in this segment, what the final answer was. Good night's sleep, good sex, or what's...